Speaking of grass, you know what we can do? We can do a round of everyone's favorite game. It's
Guess the State!
Dog went digging in the yard and discovered an unexploded military bomb.
Ooh, jeez.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's when you say, don't drop in guess what state?
Well, this could be anywhere.
Could be anywhere.
Could be.
Huh.
My first inkling would be like Hawaii.
Right.
Because they were literally bombed.
Okay. Right. Sure.
You know.
That would be a good guess.
Pearl Harbor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Boy. Kelly, you got any thoughts?
I mean, I don't.
Well, great. Awesome. I'm glad
this,
I asked.
This could be anywhere. I'm thinking it's going to be somewhere south.
Well, there are a lot of military installations down there.
Okay.
You know?
Let's go crazy. I'm going to throw out a name. Maybe it's Florida.
Okay.
Florida.
I'll just, whatever. Kelly's, maybe she's sniffing something out here, but yeah. We'll go with it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Florida's right!
Yeah! Yay!
Kelly, wow. Where all the crazy stuff happens in Guess the State! Yeah. 7-9 Coast, anyone listening have the dog dig up something crazy? Maybe not a bomb.
Oh, man.
But something else?
I assume the dog didn't blow up.
Nope. No. Okay. Right. Okay. I wouldn't have talked about the story if it didn't end well. Everything was fine.
Good, good.
The dog went digging and found a rusty object and then realized, this looks like a military thing. And then the guy said once it got about halfway out, I was like, uh-oh, let me gently put this back down.
Ooh, I don't even know.
He even picked it up a little bit,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, wow. About a foot long.
Mm. Whoa!
And they had to evacuate residents and bring in the bomb squad and all that. And
holy mackerel.
Everyone was fine, including the dog.
Man.
Including the dog.
Good.
But yeah, man. Dogs, they just find the craziest things.
Yeah, I was afraid my dog Pete was going to dig up my dead cat Fuzzy. I was for a while because we got him as a puppy and he kept
and
going
Pete's
over.
A digger, huh?
Pete was a digger and he kept going over to her grave.
Oh, no.
And Pete was, what was he? I don't remember. One of those dogs that dig all the time. He was that breed.
Anything, yeah.
Hound dog.
Hound dog. No, sort of. Anyway, Jack Russell. That's what he was.
Oh, okay.
So
right.
He would be a puppy. He was going crazy. He would always go to the section where Fuzzy was buried. May she rest in peace. And dig, 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 dig. And I'm like, if he digs up my dead cat, it's going to be all over. I love that cat. I buried that cat. I picked her up when she was dead.
Anything else?
No.
This has got a little weird.
I'm just letting you know that there was a time I was a cat lover and Fuzzy was the coolest cat ever.
You mean like after she died, you like held her to have a final moment?
No, I held her in a trash bag. What?
Oh, God. This is taking a strange
turn. How did Fuzzy die?
She just died of...
Of old age.
Yeah, so she died in my bedroom, like on the carpet.
Were you there when she died?
Well, I found her when I got home from school. I was she was deaf at that point. So I was like Fuzzy, and usually she would just be like, meh, she was really old. And she was just laying there, and I went to go.
Anymore.
It's become a very
morbid. We would have to
story.
Touch her to make sure she was still alive. And anyway, I went home, and she was laying there, and I touched her.
Touched
and let's just say she was not alive anymore.
There was no meh.
She was very stiff. So what do you do with a stiff dead cat? Well, what I did, I buried her, but I had to get it.
Call for your parents or anything? Or?
I mean, my mom was there, but what are you going to do?
There's not much
left.
So you dug the hole too, huh?
Yeah, we dug the hole. We got the trash bag. I didn't put her in it, but I lifted her in it because I didn't want to touch a dead cat, even though it was Fuzzy, but. Gross.
Fuzzy
was
he?
Was
she Fuzzy?
Well,
she was fuzzy.
She was stiff and then Fuzzy.
Yeah.
Yep. So may she rest in peace. But
Pete
never
Fuzzy was he wasn't so fuzzy. Then.
No, she wasn't.
Was she?
Was she? She used to be.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, okay, sorry about that.
Oh, man.
I guess I just needed to unload that.
Thank you for taking us down that path, Kelly.
Yeah. Todd has to go on TV now.
I don't know what to do. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
Because that's, it got weird.
You know, animals pass away.
Anyone else have a story to share?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
So wait, did Pete ever dig up Fuzzy? Or
no,
because
I would literally have to watch Pete. I think we sprayed stuff so he wouldn't go near, but he was focused on that.
Yeah.
Section.
That spray stuff never works. That apple cider vinegar stuff.
Yeah, it was, but he was obsessed. Yeah.
Someone texted the neighbor's husky passed away And they wrapped him in a sleeping bag and buried him in the yard. Oh, and then no. the new dog dug
oh.
him up.
Oh, my God. Okay. So this is, yeah.
I guess that happens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's, although that's a big dog to dig up. I mean,
jeez. See, that was my fear.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, I have the heebie-jeebies.
So my friend had a Great Dane.
Yeah.
And he lives in New York City.
Yeah.
And the Great Dane died. In his apartment, but he's up on like the, I don't know if he's like third or fourth floor or something. Yeah. In a walk-up apartment.
Yeah.
So his Great Dane dies. The Great Dane is a Great Dane. Like,
yes,
this is a big
dog.
And then they had to not only bring it downstairs, but get it down the, you know, a couple blocks away.
Oh my God.
To the vet where they could, you know, I don't know if they were going to cream. I forget what he did with her. Anya was her name. Great dog. But big dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So imagine that. You're in New York City. You're walking down the street, you know.
These people carrying a dead dog.
Yeah, that's why you don't make eye contact in New York.
No.
You never know what you're going to make.